by Yosha Hashem. This week's Torahway has been sponsored anonymously.
Everyone's recovered from the story, but we're riding high after the story. Because Klal Yisrael were riding high after Yisrael's Messiah. They saw Yisrael Biad Roma. They witnessed all the Makkas. They left Mitzrayim. Zion Nissan, 2 days after Yisrael's Mitzrayim. They're traveling through the Midbar with the Ananei Kovoid. The Chazal say that even when the Mitzrayim started pursuing them, Magid Hakosik Shah Yuha Mitzrayim, Rachel Machari Yisrael, Hayu Menatsim, or Mecharfim, or Megadfim, the Mitzrayim were shouting, and goodness knows what they were saying to them. Avli Saul, Meremimim, or Meshabchim, Venosim, Shir, Shevach, Dudur, Tilav, Tifers, Misham, Mechabashalai. They were totally not intimidated, and they continued, the Mitzrayim were shouting, whatever, and Klal Yisrael were unperturbed. They took it in their stride. That's a question, not for now, just in brackets. Later on, a few chapters later, it says, Vayiru, Vayinei Mitzrayim, Naseach HaReem, Vayiru Ma'oi, they were very afraid. What happened? For a different time. But about Kabbalah, at this point, when they left Mitzrayim, they were on a high. And the question is, so, okay, they left Mitzrayim at Tezvov. Now they're out of Mitzrayim. Why not say the Shira? The Kliyoka asked the question. Why now you can say the Shira. If they're already Meroimimim, or Meshabchim, or Mefarim, the Noisim Shir, the Shevach, they're already praising Rabbeinu Shalom, why not say the Shira? Why they have to wait till Kriyas Yamtiv to say the Shira? As they affect the Kliyoka. That's one Ha'ara. The second Ha'ara, and something which we say every day in Davening, Vayosha Hashem Vayoyimahu, as you saw beyond Mitzrayim, after the Torah is described exactly, the Kaiser went into the Yamsuf and Mitzrayim followed them. It says twice, Vaya. Vaya Yisrael es Mitzrayim meisal sfas hayom. Kaiser saw the Mitzrayim washed up, half dead. They died al sfas hayom. They saw them dying al sfas hayom. Vaya Yisrael es yorak gash al sfas hayom Mitzrayim. What's the repetition? Vaya, Vaya. That's what we need to understand. So, in order to understand this, let's digress. It's not really a digression. Let's look back at one of the Makkas, Makkas Deva. Makkas Deva will be a key to understanding this. In Makkas Deva, the Pasuk says, Shmoch told Moshe to go to Paro and warn him there's going to be a Makkas Deva. Ki imoyin atal shaleach v'oidcha machzik bom, in the Yad Hashem, Yad Hashem Hoyo. What does Hoyo mean? Hoyo. Rashi says, Hoyo Loshen Hoyve. Present tense. Kikenye ma Loshen Nikeva. Loshen Ova is Hoyso. Future tense is Tiye. Valo Oymed is Havaya. Hoyo. Hashem is doing something, baboko batsayim bayay batsal batsal bachosusim mechamayim bagmalim baboko batsayim. What does it mean? Hashem is he going to do it now? The pasuk continues, vayosel Hashem moed leim mocho yaseh Hashem. The warning is today, Deva starting tomorrow. So why does it say present tense? Yad Hashem hoya b'miknecha. It should be tia b'miknecha. What's the significance of the present tense? So you need to understand. It has it. So we all know, Rabbi Yehuda, Hayinosim Bayim Simonim, Dutzach, Adash, Bachav. For lots of Torahs, what did Rabbi Yehuda have to give Simonim for? So I once heard a pshat from a Badchan. He says, the Gemara says in Brachas, Rabbi Yehuda Hayarosh HaMedabrim B'chol Mokim. He was always the chairman. You know why? Because he spoke short. Dutzach, Adash, Bachav. He did the Dom Svadeh, Kinimor. He was the Rosh HaMedabrim. But what did Rabbi Yehuda, what's the pshat? What did Rabbi Yehuda want? So the Mefarshim explained, the Malbim and the Kliyoka say that the Psukim is Mavur. The three Ikar Yesodos for Emunah are learned from the Makkas. At Yodatem Ki Ani Hashem, I'm the Bnei Shleilam. Ani Hashem Bekerev Ha'aretz, Hashgacha Pratis. Ve'ein Kamoini B'chol, there's no other Kayach in the Bria. Ein Kamoini B'chol Ha'aretz. Rabbi Yehuda Ha'inisim Mem Simonim, each group of Makkas were bracketed together because they taught one of the Yesodos for Emunah. For example, the first Netzach, Dom Tzvadeh Kinim, there it says, by Dom Levan Teda Keni Hashem. Hashem destroyed the Yo'ir. He made the yoyr, turned it into dam, and the vayivash hayoyr, not only he turned it dam, he made it into vayivash, it smelt, it was a hashpola, a complete denigration of the yoyr was Mitzrayim, li par, li yoyr, v'ani asisini. That was the whole para thing. I'm the source of all bracha in Mitzrayim, the para said. So v'yidatem ki ani Hashem, and the Tiyoka said that Tzvadeh came out of the yoyr. So that was also your oyer is attacking you, your geshka is attacking you. Kinim is etzba lekimhi, that was yedatem kidi Hashem. That was the tzach. What was adash? Oroi deveshkin. The manteda kani Hashem bekerev oretz. Bekerev oretz hashgocha protis. Where do you see that? Oroiv, veflesi bayayimus eretz goshen. The Rambam says even though the wild animals by nature roam around, but you could work out the border between Mitzrayim and Goshen by the Arab, it stopped at the border. There was no border fence, it stopped there. V'eflesi b'yeimahu. And Rambam continues, Medayek the Psukim, not only did the Arav not go into Goshen, but if a Yid would go in from Goshen into Mitzrayim, even though the place is swarming with Arav, a Yid would be, again, v'eflesi, it would be quite clear that the Yidin were not attacked, because that's Ki ani Hashem bekerev haaretz. Every, like the Sameach says, every bullet has its address. The address of the Oriv was for the Mitzrayim. It wasn't against Klal Yisrael. That's Oriv. Well, the Biskrov actually says that by Oriv, and by Devar as well, we'll see, it says it's only by those who by Yas Hashem. There was no intermediary. There was no Moshe waving or I waving the matter or doing anything. It was a direct. Why was this? Because the purpose of the Makkah was to teach Mitzrayim and Klal Yisrael, Ki ani Hashem bekerev haaretz. Even in the details of a person's life, the small details, ani Hashem bekerev haaretz. Hashloch af api she dirosi bel yoinim, aber gzeirosi miskayemes betachtoinim. But I control everything. Then we come to Deva. So what is Deva? Deva was teaching even more the precision of the Bein Shalom's Hashgacha. Because if by Oroiv they were taught the difference between, they could see between Mitzrayim and Klal Yisrael, in Deva, it went one stage further. Deva, even amongst the Mitzrayim, Rashi says, only the animals in the field were died in the Deva, those who took it to the house. That's why Rashi says, where were the animals to die from the Shechin? There were no animals left. So Rashi says, and Ramban argues with Rashi, but Ramban says the Deva only affected those animals which were left out in the field. So this taught the Mitzrayim the precision of, it wasn't just between the Eden and the Goyim, it's even in the Mitzrayim's animals themselves, those which are inside didn't die, those outside died. And Shechin is even more the precision of Hashgacha, because the Shechin came first to the Chartumim, as upon Layachlo Chartumim, it first started with the Chartumim, because that shows the precision, it's directed by the Bensham, even amongst the Mitzrayim themselves, who were in their houses, it started by the Chartumim, who so to speak, were challenging the Makkahs, challenging the Bensham Kilu, that we can also do the same thing. So that's why the Briskov continues, by David also, by Yas Hashem, because it was the Hashgacha of the Bensham. But what we come back to the Rashi, Yad Hashem Hoyo b'miknecha Hashem basodeh. What's the meaning of Hoyo b'miknecha loshen hoyve? He says the pshat is, as we would understand that the Makkah is, there is something which exists. The animals are living, and the Moshem kills the animals. No, that's not the pshat. The pshat is the whole existence of the animals is the rotzad Hashem chayim b'rtzaynoi. Life is based on the rotzad Hashem. The Hashem doesn't have to do anything positive to kill, he just has to withdraw his rotzen. So when it says, Yad Hashem hoya b'miknecha, it's not referring to attacking the animals. It means Hashem is supporting the life of the animals. So if Hashem withdraws his support, then the animals die. So the kasha was, why did you say loshen hoyve? It's loshen osin, it's going to happen tomorrow. No, the fact that the life of the animals is being supported by the Bereshit, it's loshen hoyve. Yad Hashem hoya b'miknecha. So Hashem, when Hashem will withdraw his support, then the animals will die. There's a story which may even have happened that someone came to his Rebbe. And he said he's got a chava, let's call him whatever, Yankel, whatever. And he says, this Yankel, he breaks every financial law in the book. He fraud and ganav and dosa. Yeah, he just keep a million miles away from him. Just don't handle with him. He'll diddle you, whatever. But he said, when he comes to davening, you see, I davened Elch. He's not putting on a show. You can see he's damaged the Bainish life. He said, I can't understand. If he's such a ma'amin in the Rebbeinu Shleilam, then why do you have to? Then the Rebbeinu should just panos. What's he's davening? He's not fooling. I can tell. He went to Rebbe and said, how could you explain this? So the Rebbe said to him, Adam Gadol said to him, I'll tell you what his mindset is. His mindset is, he says, he's saying to the Rebbeinu Shleilam like this. This is Rebbeinu Shleilam. Look, I can manage on my own. Thank you very much. But I know you can spoil. You can get in my way. Just keep out of my life. Just don't interfere. I said, the Rebbeinu Shleilam's got kayak. Just don't interfere. Let me just carry on. That's what he's saying. So Ibn said, that's the not understanding. Yad Hashem hayah b'miknecha. Hashem supports life. Hashem supports. An Adam Gadol once said, after he made chasanas, he said, he always thought the Rebbeinu Shleilam helps. Now I realize that Hashem doesn't help. He doesn't help. He does everything. Help implies I do something and he helps. He doesn't help. Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shleilam helps me. He doesn't help. The Rebbeinu Shleilam does everything. You know, Yad Hashem hayah b'miknecha Hashem asad. That's the message. That was part of the Ani Hashem Bekerev Haaretz, to drive home this message to the Mitzrayim and to Klal Yisrael. So now we come back to Kriyas Yamsuf. So Bemis Chazal say on the pasuk Vayiru Ha'om Es Hashem Vayaminu B'Hashem Moshe Avdoi. So Chazal say Ad Kan Loi Hoyu Yireim. Till now they didn't have Yira. Bikan Ve'Elech, from what they witnessed at Kriyas Yamsuf, they had Yira. So the belt faked Akash, they didn't have Yira till then. What they'd seen 10 Makkas and all they saved, they didn't have Yira. So the Rechaim HaKadosh says, till then was only Yira Sa'inish, then by case of Yira Sa'raimimus. So we don't have such a clear concept of Yira Sa'raimimus. So, but the Beis Halevi brings it a bit more down to earth. He says, what Yira, they certainly had a certain level of Yira, which they learned in Mitzrayim. But their hasoga, their understanding of Yira increased when it came to Kriyas Yamsuf. In what way did it increase? So he says as follows. He says there's two types of Yira. There's, as we know, Yira Sa'oinish. So if you analyze Yira Sa'oinish is if someone would know that he's perfect and he would never ever do an ave, he wouldn't have Yetzer Hara, then he wouldn't have any Yira. Yira Sa'oinish means only because a person knows he's fallible. He's a boss of a don. No one's perfect. And Amali does this, Amali does that, Amali shouldn't do this, shouldn't do that. And Mela Hotmoira is frightened because he knows he hasn't done what he's meant to be doing. If he wouldn't have a Yetzirah, Yira Sa'inish is a tetzah of the fact that he's a human being, is fallible, he's a boss of a don. That's the Yira Sa'inish. Yira Sa'inish does not engender Avo. It won't bring a person to Avo. Yira Sa'inish just means, you know, it's like the teacher in the olden days, you get the cane if you misbehave. It doesn't engender Avo. I guess you get pecked. If you don't, then you get pecked. It engenders Moira and Chalama, but not Avo. Yira, but not Avo. But the higher level of Yira, which brings to Avo, and the Beis Halevi says with a moshel, adapt the moshel slightly. He says, you have somebody who's skating on a pond, an ice pond, which is iced over in the winter, and he didn't check properly, and it wasn't properly frozen, and the ice cracks, and he falls in. So there's someone sitting by the side, and grabs hold of his arm. So the what's the feeling, what emotion does the person who's struggling in the water, what does he feel towards his saviour? He feels a gewaltig ava, he's saving my life. But on the other hand, he thinks, but if he lets go, my life is in his hands. Because he's holding me now. But he just has to let go, boom, and he's finished. He sinks beneath the ice. So recognizing the chesed, which this person is doing with him, engenders Ava, but Yira as well. Ava and Yira will be together. It's two sides of the same coin. That I've got Ava because he's saving me, but if he's got the option not to save me, then that will bring to Yira. So he says, this is the higher level of Yira. This he calls, he said, Yira Sa'onish, not called Yira Hashem. It's Yira Sa'onish, it's a self-motivated thing. It's because I don't want to get hurt, so I'm frightened. Wait, well, frightened of Pech. Not frightened of Bunish, I'm frightened of Pech. Yira Hashem is, it doesn't say Yira Sa'onikim. Yira Hashem, Hashem is Midas HaRachmim. The Midas HaRachmim, the Midas HaChesed of the Bunish Olam engenders Ava and engenders Yira. Because Bunish does Chesed, he's supporting me, he's keeping me alive. That engenders Ava and Yira. So he says, what happened by the Yamsuf? So the Yira Sa'onish, what did they see in Mitzrayim? They saw in Mitzrayim that the Boish said to Parai, the Shlichas, if you listen, fine, and if not, you'll get Makkas, you get Lom, you get Tzvadei, you get Kiddim. You listen, you're okay. You don't have Miyos HaOinish. That's fine. That wasn't that type of Yira which engendered, which brings about Ava. Dr. Aval Bayam, Dr. Beis HaLevi, Higionu Labchina Hashnia. By the Yamsuf, they arrived at the second level of Yira. How is that? Because the Medrash says, he quotes the Medrash, going through the Yamsuf, Shlish Mayim Nikfor Tachas Ragleim, walking through the Yamsuf, a third of the water froze under their feet. They walked on this. And they walked through the passage through the Yamsuf, the frozen water was at their sides. The Gam Lemala Rasheim, it was a tunnel of water. She brings the obvious Rosal Shai, Mayim Kumei Kippa Aleim. And the Rabbeinu Shalom held back the water from cascading down on top of them. So what did they realize? They realized now the Mitzrayim are going through the Yamsuf, and they're going through the water. Obviously, when they started going through the water, it was frozen, and the water came down on them. And at the same time, the water which they're going through, the frozen water, is staying in its place. It's not falling down on them. So they realized that the Rabbeinu Shalom is holding back the water. They arrived. It's like the person who's being held in underneath the ice. The Rabbeinu Shalom is holding back the water, and he can let the water go because it's just a few yards behind them. The Mitzrayim, the water's cascading. Vayiru ha'omes Hashem. Then they achieved. They came to the Madrig of Yiras Hashem. They saw the Midas Hachesed of the Rabbeinu Shalom holding back the water and stopping anything happen to them. And therefore they that was brought them to Ahava, and at the same time Yira, because we said this is the Ahava and the Yira go hand in hand. So that's the pshat. Vayiru ha'omes Hashem ad kad loy ha'yireim mikad velech ha'yireim. This level of Yiras Hashem they didn't have in Mitzrayim. This is something which they achieved. Of course, Yiras Ha'remus is something else, but this is on a more understandable level for us. That was the Yiras Hashem which they achieved b'shas kriyas yamsuf. So when the pasuk says as vayosha Hashem bayoimahu es yisrael miyad Mitzrayim. Two vayas. The terence is, Vaya Yisrael es Mitzrayim sfas hayom. They saw the Mitzrayim were dying. The Mitzrayim had been drowned, or some of us think they only died after when they came out. They were half dead in the Yamsuf, and the Yamsuf spat them out, and they saw them dying. Vaya Yisrael tayod asher Hashem b'Mitzrayim. The Diyuk is, they understood, the Bershon did this only to Mitzrayim, but not to us. We travelled through okay. In other words, they realise now that the Bershon was holding back the water because the Rabbeinu Shalom is like Hoyab B'miknecha, he's looking after them in the present tense. Their whole Sibbos Hachius is from the Rabbeinu Shalom, and he's holding back the water is Mitzrayim. They saw the dead Mitzrayim, and they were Mitzrayim, and they realized, but this is only happening to Mitzrayim. We're in the exact same situation that the Mitzrayim were. We're going through, and their water falls down on them, and our water didn't fall. The water which we're going through doesn't fall down on them, because the Bershon was holding it back. That's like Rashi says the Vayera, it says Vaya, Avram saw the Baruch, it says twice Vaya, it's Hisboinen, it's Hisboinenus. They realized, they analyzed, see what's happening, they realized that the Boshim is holding the Vayera Omes Hashem. Then they came to Yiras Hashem, they realized it was the Chesed of the Boshim Shalom holding back the water, Vayamidu Bashem, that's the Ava of the Yira, Vayamidu Bashem, Moshe Avdoi. So if so, I think we can understand the difference, why there was no Shira at the time when they Yud Zayin Nisan, like whatever, Bishas Yitzis Mitzrayim, and by the Yamsuf, Yiras Ha'oinish, Shira is an expression of Ahava. It's an expression of Ahava. Ahava is, as we've said, when the person realizes that the Boshem is the Boshem helpfulish, the Boshem is not helping, he's doing everything. So that only was in Mitzrayim. They didn't see this. In Mitzrayim was Chava Oinish. If you listen, is good. If you don't listen, is not good. It came to the Yamsuf. And they realized via Yisrael's Yod Hadasha Sasham Mitzrayim, they realized how the Bosham is supporting them, is in and their life is in his hands. is Vayaminu Bashem Yishadu Vayir Avis Hashem. That was the, they came, that's what brought out the expression of Shira. Maybe one could say, so you might say, well, in Mitzrayim they were also saved from the Makkah. But in the Yam Suf, they were in exactly the same situation as the Mitzrayim. They were walking through the water. The water didn't fall down. So there they felt it, because you might say by Deva, remember say, Biyod Chazok Azu Adeva. Biyod was Deva, all the four talking about. Why Deva? Biyod Chazok Azu Adeva. The pshat is, like we say, Hanayad Hashem Hoya B'miknecha Hashem Basada. Hashem is supporting the life of the behemoths. Chaim B'tzaynoi. Biyod Chazok Azu Adeva, referring to, just like Zroya, says Biyod Chazok of Israel too, which is referring to the Chayav of Makas B'chayrus, is referring to the Deva of Makas B'chayrus. Because the same Yod Chazokah, the same, it's the same type of Makkah, the Boshim withdraws his support, then there's no Chaim, Chaim B'tzaynoi. Biyod Chazok Azu Adeva. So, and this is what they saw in Deva. So you might say, well, why did they say Shira by Deva? Because they weren't in exactly the same situation. They weren't in the matzav of Sakana, walking through the Yam Suf. It wasn't exactly here. They felt it with Psora and Echsem. They felt it at that point.
Bechurs, though.
What?
Marcus Bechurs, though.
Yeah, but also they weren't. It was happening, but they weren't in a matzav. They were in the Yam Suf. They were in the Yam Suf. So, you're right. They could have learnt it from there, but it wasn't exactly the same. They were sitting in their houses and nothing happened. You're walking through the Yam Suf. The water is there in the actual situation in the Makom Sakana, and nothing happened. Maybe one of the famous kashas is Klal Yisrael said Shira, Ubikshu Malachei Ashores Loi Mashira. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, Maisa Yodai Toivim Bayam Va'atem Oimim Shira. How can you say Shira? So the Velt Fek Takasha, So how could Klal Yisrael say Shira? Maisa Toivim Bayam. Remember, you could say that Rashi says, Oz Yoshe Moshe, Moshe will sing. What's Moshe will sing? Olam Belib Moshe Yoshe Shira. Moshe decided to sing Shira. It means the pasuk is giving out the thought process of Moshe. Moshe thought he should say Shira, and therefore he said Shira. Michael Mashvalon, he said Shira. Oz Shar Moshe thought Teretz is because the Malachim didn't say Shira. But Moshe had a suffix. Maybe we also shouldn't say Shira. Michael told him Bayam, but he was machlit. Yeah, why was he machlit? Yeah, because Shira is when a person is margish the Chefed Hashem. As we said, he sees the avos Hashem has. Hashem is supporting him. He's living his life. He's alive, and he's and the Boshem is holding back the water, etc. That brings out Shira. Malachim, I don't know whether Shaykh the mid of Ava, Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Burim, say Kulam Ahuvim, they're loved by the Bodhisattva, but they weren't in the matzav. They don't have this type of recognition of the Chesed Hashem that Klal Yisrael have, that Yid has when he's in a situation such as Kriyas Yam Suf. So when the Malachim say Shira, it's what's the Shira? The Mapolim Mitzrayim. Sorry, Maifat Tevim Bayam Atamim Shira. Meshavinot Gepaskin Oz Yoshe Moshe. Olo Beli Moshe Yoshe Shira. No, Klal Yisrael. We've just been through a matzav where the Moshe is. We've been margish the Chefed Hashem, and they've come to a Madrega of Ava and Yira. That's what brings out Shira. Moshe, help us, Taka. We should always be zoicha to see the Chesed Hashem and to come to Madrigas of Ava and Yira. And in that schus, Nisan Nigalu, but Nisan Osidim Nigal, but Vias God setting the hair of your